Holy Spirit of God, take our minds and think through them. Take these words and speak through them, and set our hearts on fire for love of thee. Amen. Please be seated. Buried in October of the church calendar, the calendar found at the beginning of the Book of Common Prayer or from the Book of Lesser Feasts and Fasts, we find on October 26th the feast day of Alfred the Great. This saint is more likely known in the English church than here in the United States, for Alfred did much in his short lifetime to set the foundation for England as we know it through much of its history. In the 9th century, his kingdom, Wessex, was the only remaining Anglo-Saxon kingdom to have withstood the Viking invasion. Alfred ringed Wessex with fortified garrisons and promoted himself as the defender of all Christian Anglo-Saxons. Through his leadership, the surrounding kingdoms were slowly able to wrestle control back and expel the Viking pagans. Thus, Alfred began the steps of unifying the various surrounding kingdoms under Christian rule, a process completed by his son and grandsons within 50 years of his death, and resulting in the geographical country of England that we know today. Now, Alfred was a pious man. During his battles to defend his kingdom, he was for a time expelled from Wessex. Once he returned to power, Alfred wished to keep a vow he had made during his exile. This vow was that if restored to his kingdom, he would devote a full third of each day to the service of God. Trouble was, how could he measure that time? Now, sundials had long ago been invented by the Egyptians, but as we know, that instrument depended upon sunlight, something the British Isles have a short supply of, especially in the winter months, not to mention its ineffectiveness overnight. While there were other simple means, rustic means to measure time, a candle clock was designed for Alfred. 6 12-inch candles, all uniform in height and thickness, each marked in 1-inch divisions, and when lit one after the other, the candle clock would last for 24 hours, thus giving him the ability to mark his time for the glory of God. Prayer was one of the mothers of time measurement. And so we recognize the measurement of time today, this first Sunday in Advent. I could have started this sermon with Happy New Year, for the church marks time through the seasons of the church year, and Advent begins our church year anew. And Advent, like most rites and rituals of the church, has more than just one meaning. Yes, it is our time of preparation for Christmas, for the birth of Jesus. But Advent, more than any other time of the year, is about time itself, particularly this first Sunday in Advent. Our readings all have a sense of urgency about them this first Sunday in Advent. We have waited for you, O God, we have waited. It is time for you to act, restore us, strengthen us, deliver us. The apocalyptic fervor of our gospel heightens this urgency of time and the call to be ready. Long before apocalypticism became the purview of zombies from Hollywood, it was a belief system in ancient Judaism. Centuries before the birth of Jesus, but coming to its full fruition around the time of his life here on earth. Apocalypticism grew out of the Israelites' cognitive dissonance. Things are not as they should be. First it was the Babylonians, then the Persians, then the Greeks, then the Romans. If we are God's people, why are we enslaved to these foreign powers? they ask. Since God was a God of justice, the children of Israel believed that God must have had a plan for their salvation and would deliver them and restore them to their great glory among all the nations. Thus rose this apocalyptic belief of the Son of Man coming in glory to vanquish these powers of darkness and restore the fortunes of the faithful. Jesus' words in our gospel reading today come from that apocalyptic canon of his era. And so we struggle with understanding its meaning for us today, for our time, for our lives. We believe Jesus' words of promise that he will return, but here in our gospel today, we have these seemingly contradictory words from Jesus about time. First, that the nearness of his return is so close, that he tells his listeners that their generation will not pass away until they see these signs come to fruition. We don't really know what that meant to his listeners or the early readers of this gospel. But from the perspective of our current generation, 2,000 years later, we know that this has not happened. Signs come and signs go, and the end times have not come yet. So we rely on the words of Jesus a few verses later, that no one knows the day or the hour when these events will take place. The focus of the message of our gospel becomes less of the signs of the time and more of the urgency of time, the vigilance required for us to be ready. Well, our generation surely knows the urgency of time, wouldn't you say? We multitask, booking every moment of our lives to fill our calendars, juggling conflicting demands and the burning needs of our workplaces and our families. The technology that once promised more leisure time now sucks up every free moment, whether it is our need to fill blanks in our electronic calendar or our need to stay connected and relevant to those in the world around us, or to record on social media that we do have meaningful lives as we rush from one thing to the next. My question is this: do we really have a meaningful life as we circle round and round the hamster wheel of our lives? How do we make meaning out of these lives? I think it requires us to first to wake up to the reality of our lives, to craft the practice of discerning that which is transitory from that which is timeless, and to bring balance between the two. I think we need to learn how to be present to the moment we are in, present to those who are before us and those with which we are in relationship. If we were to do this, we would cease to live with urgency and instead grow to be more vigilant, fully alive, fully awake, fully aware of God's presence now and in the future. My prayer is that as we light the candle clock of Advent, our Advent wreath that marks the weeks leading to Christmas, my prayer is that we stop, pay attention, wake up, and get ready. Get ready. Jesus is coming.